all yours.
Nare takbir.
Allahu akbar.
Nare risalah.
Ya Rasulullah.
Nare haydari.
Ya Ali.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. The 15th day of the holy month of Ramadan, Surah Al-Hajj, the first son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. The kunyat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam was Abu Muhammad. His laqab title has been narrated as Sayyid, Hujjat, Taqi, Zaki, Mujtaba, Zahid, Amir and Wali. The growth and development of Imam Hassan alayhi salam was in the company of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first 7 years he was in the company of his Holy Father Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. After the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the year 40 AH, Imam Hassan alayhi salam undertook the responsibility of the reins of government as per the request of the Muslim salawat. He sent his personnel to different cities as the Bani Umayyah harboured deep enmity and vendetta against Bani Hashim. They conspired and hacked several plots to snatch Khalifa from Imam Hassan alayhi salam and take over the control of the Muslims' affairs for themselves. Thus, Muawiyah sent several spies and secret agents to several cities so as lay to the ground for weakening the government of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He prepared an army to assault Iraq. After being informed of the happenings, Imam Hassan alayhi salam sent many warnings to Muawiyah and he called on Muslims to prepare themselves in combat against Muawiyah. With a mighty army, he prepared himself for battle.
Salawat.
Before facing the army of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Muawiyah decided to resort to a trick and deceit. On one hand, he falsely implicated Imam Hassan alayhi salam and spread the rumour amongst the people about the peace treaty with him. Muawiyah resorted to this trick so he would weaken the morality of the army of Imam alayhi salam. On the other hand, he resorted to bribery and promising big government posts. He seduced the top army officers of Imam Hassan alayhi salam into submission. In this way, they joined the ranks of the army of Muawiyah one after another. Disloyalty and treason had penetrated in the army and companions of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. They devoured his tents, unfastened his buttons, pulled the carpets from beneath him and slit his thigh-leg with a dagger. Seeing his army resorting to such dubious methods and his companions being in disturbance, agitated mood, Imam Hassan alayhi salam thought it advisable that for stopping the disunion and the killing of the Shias, he accept the proposal of the peace treaty with Muawiyah but with special conditions. As per the writing of Ibn Khalqa, the peace treaty was concluded on the 25th of Rabi' al-Awwal, 41 AH. The most important conditions of the peace treaty were Muawiyah would not call himself as Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers. From then onwards, Imam Ali alayhi salam would not be cursed or abused in a bad language. The life, wealth and chastity of female members of Shia would be secured and protected. All the rights and privileges of the Shias would be granted to them. Muawiyah would not appoint anybody as his successor, but Muawiyah went against all his promises and kept on destroying his Islamic values. But Imam Hassan alayhi salam carried on following the footsteps of his father and his grandfather. I'd like to congratulate Imam Izwana and all the Mu'mineen who are present here today. Thank you very much for listening to our speech. Salawat.
Salawat.